You're listening to Innovating Smart, stories of sustainability for tomorrow's innovators. Explore all of our stories at innovatingsmart.org.
What is SMART? SMART is system savvy, managed intelligently, adaptive, regenerative, and trusted. These are our design principles for a sustainable world.
My name is Peter Fitch, and I am a graduate with a BA in Environmental Studies. I'm going to be talking with Kurt Johansson from Terra Verde Ventures, who is creating eco-villages to promote sustainable development on a national level.
The name of the company is Terra Verde Ventures, and I have been in the real estate development business for almost 30 years, and for almost 10 years now, sustainable development and high degrees of sustainability in communities in particular. Looking at a model of community design that has been around for thousands of years, but we're trying to get it to scale on a national level. So what we're actually doing is going back and picking up many of those good ideas and putting them all together in community, as opposed to short-term, what makes the most money, much more long-term, what is a truly sustainable community and what values do people have that make them work well. Then we're integrating all of the systems. So in other words, both the physical systems as well as the social systems, we are interconnecting so that everybody no longer operates in isolation. Everybody understands that everything they do affects everyone else. So it's very, very much systemic thinking. And by setting communities up that way, people have a much better chance of taking care of those communities and actually helping those communities thrive over the long haul. So the idea is to bring transit back into people's lives, give them alternatives to the automobile, reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and actually improve the social environment for people by connecting them, not only with each other, but with the services that they use, as well as their work, because quality of life is tied to that, as we know. The idea will be that they're principle-based communities. They're not commodity-based. But wherever they occur, they are very sensitive to place and culture, and they are created as an organic process where the community is very involved. And so by clustering our efforts together into a portfolio of these communities, we're able to show that they can happen anywhere across the country. We're creating a 35-acre community-supported agricultural farm. This farm will provide about 80% of the produce for the community, as well as the four-year liberal arts school right next to us. So we're going to be very self-reliant on food production, and it won't be optional for the residents to take it. It actually will be mandatory. So everybody has to buy into the concept of local CSA. We will actually reduce the potable water take by approximately 30%. So after the community is built, we will use 30% less potable water than before the community is built. That kind of thinking is what California needs. If we're going to be effective on reducing auto dependency, we have to analyze in great detail where the trips come from, where they're going, use a transportation demand model that actually gets into much higher level of detail and an understanding of what would make people have viable alternatives. The college is not served by any bus system. The county has never served the college with a bus system. So all the students are forced to bring cars to school. So we've persuaded the college to go ahead and remove many parking lots, pay students not to bring cars to school. We are proposing hydrogen fuel cell buses, shuttle buses that will actually connect to the public system and give students lots of ways, convenient ways, to get around. We will also be introducing electric cars. So obviously in the community, there's no need to be using big cars that you need for longer trips. So we're going to have very small little electric cars that can be shared among people in the community. So when you have a local errand to run, if it's too far to walk or bike, which is our first choices for you, you just jump in one of these cars, you leave it wherever you're going, and then you jump in another one. My big goal is to continue to work on taking sustainable communities to a larger scale. Ultimately, if I'm fortunate enough to stick around long enough, I'd like to actually green an entire city. How do you link the public sector with the private sector in very meaningful ways? Because many, many times, alliances, really positive ones, are missed. Because the public sector has a job to do. The private sector has a job to do. And they could help each other many, many times, but they choose to sort of put blinders on and just stay separate, or in many times, unfortunately, act as adversaries. You don't necessarily need the academic side to help you. The private sector could learn about how to do this and then actually the market is ready for this. I've been told that many, many people would like to live this way. They just haven't, they haven't seen it. The idea is that they want to be self-reliant, more self-reliant, and they want to live intentionally. So they don't want to feel like they're overwhelmed by globalization. They actually want to take more local control of their quality of life. That's really what it's about. Sustainable communities are all about quality of life. My job is more to shepherd those creative thinkers. I'm more of a generalist myself. I don't have a specialty. I know just enough about each specialty to kind of know how to find good people. But once I get them, I like to let them do what they do and do it collaboratively, because that's when magic happens. And I just stay out of the way. Hopefully I will have left some models for people to build on so that we really will see sustainability and a planet that actually could not only be as good as what we're leaving, but perhaps even improve over time. Change for me is getting people to be willing to go through a little bit more of an educational process, that there's nothing radically different or new that we're proposing. It's all stuff that exists, but it's the way they work together. It wasn't that long ago when the person who put their funny blue recyclable trash can out in the street was the anomaly on the street. And people would go, oh yeah, that person, they do other things with their stuff. Now, if you don't put your recycling out, you're ostracized by your neighbors. Companies shifting to renewable energy sources is inevitable. It has to happen. I just hope California continues on that path so that they become a leader in the United States in producing renewable energies, because that's going to be a big part of our economy going forward. We should have started that decades ago. So every day I get up knowing that I may not make a good decision that day, but I also make an ethical commitment to myself that whatever I try to do, it's going to be done for the right reason. It's not going to be done for special interests. It's going to be done to try to make the whole greater than the sum of the parts.
Thanks to Kurt Johansson for talking with us today. Contact Terra Verde Ventures at kurt@terraverdeventures.com. I am Peter Fitch. This story was produced by myself, Bonnie Baruki, Alex Kawashima, directed by Sue Liebeck, with support from Sustainovations, Business for a World We Share, Silicon Valley Innovation Associates, and Starnet, Harnessing the Power of Partnership.
This has been Innovating Smart, bringing you stories of sustainability for tomorrow's innovators. Explore all of our stories at innovatingsmart.org.